either reserve.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. Islam is that perfect and complete message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been made responsible to convey to the four corners of the earth. This is that Peygham-e-Rabbani, message from our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behind which is the complete hidden power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behind which is the eternal knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That message, which is so complete, that if all the systems of this world get together, and all the governments get together, and all the liars and the imposters get together, and those who are prepared to sell their iman, and to adulterate their deen, all have to pool their resources to adulterate and change this message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will never ever happen. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقَ وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ No one can change the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This recipe for the success not only of this dunya, not only of qabr, but of the eternal life of the hereafter. قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا كِتَابٌ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا قَوْلٌ فَصْلْ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلْ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ Such a message, such a Qur'an, this ummah was given. That Allah Ta'ala says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If this Quran had to be revealed on a mountain, then the mountain also would have been rent asunder with the fear of Allah. One riwayat it comes that if this Quran in its asli form, in its original form, where it is the sifat and the quality of Allah, Allah's kalam, it is not makhluk, it is not created. If this Quran had to be revealed on the Lawh-e Mahfuz, in its original form, then even the Lawh-e Mahfuz would have been rent asunder. What must have been the capacity in the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to contain this Quran in its original form? That when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was under the foster care of Halima, whilst he had gone out to play one day with his foster brothers, the angels of Allah Ta'ala came to him. They lay him down and shaqqa sadr took place. That is, his chest was ripped open and his heart was removed and the water of Jannat was brought. It's not my intention to go into that incident. But one riwayat it comes that the malaika of Allah Ta'ala, when they saw the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they started a discussion. They said, innahu qalbun waqi'a. This is a very strong heart. Zinhu bi asharatin min ummatihi. Compare this heart with 10 of his ummat. When they compared it, they found that this heart was stronger. The spiritual strength and nuraniyat of the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was greater than 10 people from his ummat. Then they said, never mind. Compare it with 1,000 people of this ummat. Comparison was made with 1,000 people and then they found still that the heart was stronger. Then Jibreel told them, why are you wasting your time? If you compare this heart on one side with the hearts of every human being on the surface of this earth, this heart would be greater. So what must have been the nuraniyat and the capacity in the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to contain this Quran in its original form? This is that perfect and complete and protected and unadulterated Peygham-e-Rabbani message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us through the agency of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that each ummati, each reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, has been entrusted with this amanat. Thumma awrathna al-kitab. Thumma awrathna al-kitab. Alladhi istafaynahu min ibadina. Faminhum zalimun linafsihi. Waminhum muqtasid. Waminhum sabiqun bil khayrati bi'ithnillah. Thalika huwa al-fadlu al-kabir. Allah says, we made this ummat the inheritors of this kitab. We made this ummah the inheritors of this amanat of this deen. Ulama explain, Allah does not say, thumma a'tayna al-kitab. Allah does not say, we gave them the kitab. Allah says, awratha. We made them warith. Warathatul anbiya. We made them the inheritors of this kitab. What is the difference between wirathat and ata? Between making one an inheritor and handing over something. In atah, there's a question of choice. Do you want it or you don't want it? Accept it or reject it? Sometimes a person is given something precious because of lack of understanding, he doesn't accept it. Allah Ta'ala's favor on this ummah, Allah did not give them a choice. Allah Ta'ala says, we made them inheritors. In other words, zabardasti. Forcefully we place this responsibility upon them. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Then, throughout every age and era of Islam, three groups will exist. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Those who will turn their backs on the deen of Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. Those who will adopt the moderate road, sometimes they will go towards Allah, sometimes away from Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. And the third group, the selected group, the choice group, فَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. Those will go ahead in accepting this amanat and trust from Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is the great virtue, dignity, honor, status, nobility, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon the shoulders of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His kamil, perfect message, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Islam has been perfected. Islam has been completed. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the plains of Mina, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَى لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. I have left you on a clear road, on a clear proof. There is no ambiguity in that Mubarak way of life which I have entrusted you with. Day like day is clear and night is clear. The Mubarak way of life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Peygame Rabbani, this message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its unadulterated and in its pure form was handed over to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who inherited this responsibility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not a question of choice. Huwajtabakum. Allah chose you. Allah selected you. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Allah, for nubuwat, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, nubuwat is not an acquired office. Allah selects for nubuwat whomsoever He wants. The same term, ijtiba, the same term, the same words were used for the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah used for nubuwat when Allah Ta'ala said, huwajtabakum, Allah chose you. Like the Nabi of this ummat was selected and chosen from by Allah. Inna Allaha takhayyara al-qabail. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala looked at all the souls of the entire humanity. فَاخْتَارَ الْعَرَبِ. And from them chose the Arabs. ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ الْعَرَبِ فَاخْتَارَ مُذَرْ. Then Allah Ta'ala looked at the souls of the Arabs and from there chose Mudhar. ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ مُذَرْ فَاخْتَارَ قُرَيْشِ. Then from amongst the Mudhar, Allah selected the Quraysh. ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ قُرَيْشِ. Then from amongst the Quraysh, فَاخْتَارَ بَنِي هَاشِمْ. Allah Ta'ala selected the Banu Hashim. ثُمَّ تَخَيَّرَ بَنِي هَاشِمْ فَاخْتَارَنِي أَنَا. And then from the Bani Hashim, the choicest, the purest, the noblest, the greatest of Allah's creation, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was selected. Selected and sent by Allah, like the Nabi of this ummah was selected, wallah, each ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whichever era or century of Islam he resides, whether he is educated or uneducated, whether he is black, whether he is white, whether he is rich, whether he is poor, whichever race, creed, color or nationality he belongs to, whichever corner of the globe he boards from, Each ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without exception, whether he's a singer, whether he's a drunkard, whether he's a gambler, whether he's a drug addict, whatever he may be, each ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been selected and chosen by Allah. We have to understand our maqam. We have to understand our martaba. We have to understand our status. We have to understand what Allah has selected and chosen us for. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Oha Allahu ta'ala ila Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Anna fi ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, larijal yaqumuna ala kulli sharafin wa wad yunaduna bi shahadati alla ilaha illallah fajaza'uhum jaza'ul anbiya. Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam that amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be men. They will parade, they will move the streets. You will find them in every gully. You will find them in every alley. You will find them in every high ground. You will find them in every low ground. What are they doing? Yunaduna bi shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. They will be giving the da'wat to the greatness of Allah, to the oneness of Allah, to the kibriyai of Allah, to the jalal of Allah. They will be linking the hearts of humanity to Allah. Dawud alayhi salam addresses Allah Ta'ala, Ayyu ibadika ahabbu ilayk, O my Allah, tell me, whom of your slaves do you love? Allah Ta'ala says to him, Taqiyul qalb, Naqiyul kaffain, La ya'ti ahadan bisu, Wa la yamshi bin namima, Tazulul jibal, Wa la yazul, Ahabbani, Wa ahabba man yuhibbuni, Wa habbabani. Dawud alayhi salam addresses Allah Ta'ala, O my Allah, whom of your slaves do you love? Allah Ta'ala says, they are those in whose heart is my taqwa. Taqiyul qalb, naqiyul kaffain. They do not stretch their hands out to anyone else besides me. La yati ahadam bisu. Their hearts are clean. In their hearts is the hamdardi and the cry and the pain and the sympathy for humanity. They do not go around telling tales. They do not hurt the feelings of others. Mountains will move, but they will remain firm on that maqsad and object for which I have sent them. What are they doing? Ahabbani, they love me. Wa ahabba man yuhibbuni, they love those who love me. Wa habbabani ilan nas. And O Dawood, my select ones, my chosen ones are those who will make that effort to establish my love in the hearts of humanity. They will go person to person and introduce them to me. Tell them who is Allah. Tell them of the kibriyai of Allah. Tell them of the jalal of Allah. Tell them of the azmat of Allah. Dawud alayhi salam says, O my Allah, work of anbiya, object of anbiya, maqsad of anbiya, is being enunciated for this ummah. Because your honor and your dignity is not in university degrees, is not in being doctors or lawyers or engineers. You have demeaned yourself. You have lowered yourself when you took fakhr and pride over the degrees and positions and status of this world. This ummah has forgotten who we are and why Allah has sent us. We have become like that bird, who when it was a pigeon, was captured and put into a cage. And then it spent its entire life in captivity. It never flew, never saw the beautiful blue skies, never saw the blue yonder, never saw the snow-capped mountain peaks, never saw the rivers and the streams flowing beneath it. All it knew was a life of captivity in the confines of its cage. Many years later, when that pigeon had become a bird, one day, the master, or the owner, or the one that had captured it, felt pity upon it, and opened the door of the cage and said to the bird that, fly now. See what you have been missing out on. See the blue yonder. Feel the cool breeze brushing against your beak. Fly now. That bird, a single solitary tear comes out of his eyes and drops down his cheek. And by way of expression, it says to its master, you are asking me to fly. I have even forgotten how to flutter my wings also. What selection from Allah are you talking about? What virasat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam are you talking about? What vicegerency of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are you talking about? What Badr and what Uhud and what Hunain and what tying of stones to his Mubarak stomach? And what hunger, months upon months of hunger? And what great status and lofty stations in Akhirat are you talking about? All I know is the shop, and all I know is the job, and all I know is the university, and all I know is the degree, and all I know is the rands and the cents and the ringing of the coins. What blue yonder are you talking about? We have caged ourselves and then placed another lock and then another lock and then another lock upon that cage. The lock of the shop, the lock of the job, the lock of the attraction of worldly embellishments, which Allah Ta'ala says, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لهو ولعب زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والخيل المسومة. Verse upon verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is enunciating, Allah is explaining the valuelessness of this dunya. That don't fall into a trap like that lush green landscape. Today is looking very lush. Today is looking very exciting. Today is looking very attractive. Gradually the rains will stop and then that same lush grand landscape will become dry, will become withered, will become like straw and will be blown away in the wind. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Like the water in the desert dweller looks at the water in the distance. He feels that that is my goal, that is my oasis. He runs behind that water. When he reaches that point where he thought it was water, he realizes it was a mirage, it was a trick of the sunshine. There is no water, there is only sand. There is only sand. There is only sand. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Allah says, from that sand we have created you and to that sand we will return you and once again from the same sand we will raise you up. We have become like that bird that grew up in captivity so that it forgot how to fly. This ummah has forgotten who we are and why Allah has sent us. May Allah fill the qabr of Rib'i bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with nur. That single, solitary sahabi, flanked on either side by the sentries of Rustam, with his broken sword in his hand, defenseless, pulling his donkey behind him, fearlessly walks in the court of Rustam in such a manner, dragging his sword in his hand so that the jagged edge of the sword rents the plush carpet of Rustam's court into two pieces. He walks right up to Rustam and he declares to the face of Rustam, Ma jina ilaykum, O Rustam, we haven't come to you. It is not of our choice that we left Madina Munawwara. We didn't want to make our wives widows. We didn't want to make our children orphans. There is no worldly motivation. Rustam, we are not after your throne. We are not after your land. Rustam, we haven't come to usurp your wealth. We are not after the position and the statuses of this world. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ رَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ. Our Allah says, those who are happy and content with the life of this dunya and have made this their goal and of akhirat they are ghafil, أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ, their abode is Jahannam. O Rustam, we haven't come because we want any of your dunya or any of your wealth. or to usurp or harm you in any way. Ma jina ilaykum. Our coming is not an azab. Our coming is not a chastisement upon you. Rustam, we haven't come out of any personal motivation. Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah has sent us to you. Nahnu mab'uthun min Allah. Each ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, selected and chosen by Allah. For what? لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَتِهَا وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Allah has sent us for what? What is our task? What is our mission? What is the work and the job of every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether he lives in Africa or Asia or Australia or Europe, whichever corner of the globe he lives in? We are repeating this. We are repeating this, my respected brothers. Allah give me the understanding. Allah give you the understanding. This ummah has drifted so far away. This ummah has drifted so far away from its object that nowadays, even in every environment, the understanding is not there. The talks are not there. We are hearing and hearing and hearing, but we are hearing with the ears of sand. We are not hearing with the ears of the heart. That is why that acceptance is not coming. That is why that niyat is not coming. That is why that intention is not coming. Allah has sent each one of us to you, not Rustam, to every person on the surface of this earth. Allah has sent every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for what? To take this entire mankind out of the slavery, out of the servitude of things, and introduce them to the servitude of Allah. Person to person we have to go and tell them about Allah. Tell them about the greatness of Allah. Tell them of the kibriyai of Allah. Tell them of the favors of our Allah. Tell them of the bounties of our Allah. May Allah's greatness is such. May Allah's greatness is such. La mahdood. It is limitless. The bounties and the favors of my Allah are limitless. No words can express this. No scale can measure this. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala addresses insan, Yabna Adam, Inni qad an'amtu alayka ni'aman 'idhama la tuhsi 'adadaha wa la tutiqu shukraha. O Ibn Adam, O insan, I have showered bounty upon bounty upon bounty upon bounty upon you. My favors upon you are such, la tuhsi 'adadaha. You will never be able to even count my favors. La tutiqu shukraha. Forget making shukr. Forget expressing your gratitude. You won't even be able to count my favors. Our very existence is the favor of Allah. Hal ata ala al insan heenum min al dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Allah Ta'ala says, O insan, didn't they pass upon you a period of time, lam yakun shay'an madhkura, when your dhikr didn't take place? You didn't exist. No one spoke about you. Inna khalaqna al-insan. We created you. We created you. Min nutfatin amshaj. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in dafiq. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in maheen. From a drop of worthless fluid. Somewhere Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay, he was made into a drop of blood. From a drop of blood into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is the creator. Allah is exhibiting his takhliq, his qudrat around us all the time. Statistics of 1990 show 300,000 children are born every day. Normally a woman carries a child for 9 months. 300,000 born every day. So multiply 300,000 by 30 days by 9 months. It will give us an idea of how many fetuses in how many women's wombs Allah at one time is creating. eating. That is just insan. What about the she camels? What about the she horses? What about the wolves? What about the cheetah? What about the lions? What about the animals in the deserts? Animals in the jungle? What about leave the animals of the land? The fish in the sea outnumber the animals of the land. What about the multitudes of Allah's creation? That is the earth. First heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. All this at one time Allah is creating. And not just creating, Allah is controlling. Allah is bari at one time. Allah is exhibiting his sifat bari. What does bari mean? That zat and that being who creates without raw material. Who brings into existence from nothingness, ذَلِكَ بِأَنِّي جَوَّادٍ وَاجِدٍ مَاجِدٍ أَفْعَلُ مَا أُرِيدٍ عَذَابِي كَلَامٍ وَعَطَائِي كَلَامٍ إِنَّمَا أَمْرِي إِذَا أَرَدْتُ شَيْئًا أَنْ أَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah says, I am Jawad, I am the most generous, I am Wajid, I am Majid, I do as I please. If I want to send azab, it is kalam. If I want to give, it is kalam. Allah says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرِي, my affair is such, when I intend anything, I say kun fayakun, be, and it becomes. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, on this kun fayakun, he says, la takhda'anna li makhluqin ala tama'in, fa inna dhalika mudhirrun anka bid-deen. واسترزق الله مما في خزائنه فإنما هي بين الكاف والنون. He says, don't lower yourself, don't lower yourself, don't demean yourself by attaching any desire of your heart towards the makhluq of Allah. Don't turn to the makhluq of Allah. فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مُذِرٌ عَنْكَ بِالدِّينِ. This is going to harm your deen. This is attacking your iman. This goes against the grain of la ilaha illallah. وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ. Look in the treasures of Allah. Turn towards your Allah. Because His treasures are such. His ata is such. One person asks. Two people ask, 1,000 people ask, 1,000,000 people ask, all the insan on the surface of the earth at one time start asking in English, in French, in Arabic, in Italian, in the hundreds of different languages, in the thousands of different dialects, all at one time have to ask, la yatabarram bi ilha'i dhawil hajat. Allah says, I will never ever get tired of your asking. You want someone to run away from you, ask him for a loan. You want someone to no more talk to you, just ask him for something. And see, when you are coming down the street, he'll go down the other street. Four children at one time go to their mother. Four children at one time and ask. All asking at one time. Even the mother says, don't eat my head. Go away from here. Stop troubling me now. La yatabarram bi ilha'i dhawil hajat. Yet your Allah is such, he never gets tired of your asking. Bi ilha, by your insisting from him, he never gets tired. And such, all at one time, in all the different languages, la yushghiluhu sam'un an sam', wala yamna'uhu, wala yulhihi, qawlun an qawl, wala yamna'uhu, fadlun an fadl. Allah, by listening to one person, will not become inattentive of the next one. By listening to one person's speech, Allah will not become unaware of the other one. Allah will not get mixed up. Allah will not get confused. And Allah's ata is such, by giving one, it does not mean that what he has will get finished. Azabi kalam, ata'i kalam. It is kalam with Allah. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yaqula lahu kun fayakun. Allah's affair is such that when Allah Ta'ala decides anything, all Allah says is kun, be, fayakun. It becomes amruhu bayn al-kafi wan-noon. Fa innama hiya bayn al-kafi wan-noon. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, forget kun fayakun. Kun kehne ki bhi zarurat nahi. Not even necessary to say kun also. Allah's affair is between the kaf and the noon. Allah's irada is wujud. Wama amruna illa kalamhil basari aw huwa aqrab. Allah says, our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid. No, 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 no. faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Faster than the blinking of an eyelid. 100 times is dunya, 1,000 times is dunya, 1,000,000 times is dunya. Walillahi khazainu samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Wa in min shay'in illa indana khazainu. Every, the treasure of everything belongs to Allah alone. Allah is bari, that zat, and that being who from nothingness brings things into existence. At one time, in the wombs of all the women of the world, and all the animals, and all the fishes, and all the countless creations of Allah, Allah is exhibiting his takhliq, Allah is exhibiting his sifat bari, Allah is exhibiting his sifat musawwir. What is musawwir? The fashioner, the designer, that beautiful appearance, that complexion, that tinge of redness, that tinge of whiteness, that tinge of blueness in the eyes, and greenness in the eyes, and blonde hair, and auburn hair, and black hair, black hair. Huwa alladhi yusawwirukum fil arhami, kayfa yasha. Allah is fashioning and designing on what? On a drop of water. On a drop of water, Allah is fashioning and designing without error in 3 layers of darkness. 3 layers of darkness. Somewhere the sperm is swimming. Somewhere fertilization has already taken place. Somewhere an eye is being formed. Somewhere an ear is being formed. Somewhere a tooth is being formed. Somewhere a finger is being formed. Somewhere hands are being formed. Somewhere feet are being formed. Somewhere the lung. Somewhere the kidney. Somewhere the intestines. All this without error. That is insan. What about the animals? The horses, the donkeys, the camels, the cheetahs, the lions. In their stomachs also, eyes, ears, beaks. Without error, it never happens that a dog gives birth to a cat or a cat gives birth to a dog. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Allah doesn't forget anything. لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. Allah doesn't make mistakes. مَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. Nothing is beyond the power of Allah. لا تحسبن الله غافلا. Do not feel for 1 second. Allah says, do not think that your Allah is غافل. يبنى آدم إني خلقت السماوات والأرضين ولم أعي بخلقهن. O Ibn Adam, O insan, O my banda, I created the 7 heavens and the 7 earths. ولم أعي بخلقهن. And creating all this did not tire me. ما مسنا من لغوب. لا يؤدو حفظهما. In protecting all this, Allah Ta'ala, it does not overcome Allah Ta'ala. Allah is not in need of resting. Allah is not in need of lying down. Allah is not in need that if he attends one person's affair, he has to go to the resting room, call a recession and then come forward to attend the next person's affair. Allah is free of all shortcoming. Allah is free of all deficiencies. يرى دبيب النملة السوداء على الصخرة الصماء في الليلة الظلماء. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my Allah is such, his sight over his creation is such, that on the blackest night, the blackest rock, the blackest ant is walking. Allah doesn't just see that ant. يرى دبيب النملة السوداء. As that black ant is walking on the silt of the black rock, there is an invisible footprint that is being left behind. There is an invisible line that is being left behind. Allah sees that line also. And then that ant in the crevice of that rock lays 30,000 eggs. Allah is the creator of each and every one of those eggs of that ant. And Allah knows, Allah is creating, Allah is fashioning, which one is going to become a soldier ant? Which one is going to become a worker ant? Which one will look after the queen? That is ants. What about all the other creations of Allah Ta'ala? Coming back to insan. Somewhere an ear is being formed. Somewhere hands are being formed. Somewhere feet are being formed. That tiny fetus, which is not even visible to the human eye. Scientists explain if an error had to occur, if an error had to occur, to the extent that you divide 1 centimeter by 10 million parts, to that extent an error had to occur, then the eyeballs, instead of being in the face, would be underneath the feet, and the toes would come out of the forehead. To that extent, no error. Allah is Khaliq, exhibiting his Qudrat and his power. creating at one time. This much ihtiyat, this much precaution, this much allowance Allah Ta'ala in three layers of darkness, in ma'im maheen, in a drop of worthless fluid, Allah is creating to such an extent that the color of the eyes of no two people are exactly the same. The accent of no two people are exactly the same. The temperament of no two people are exactly the same. The fingerprints of no two people are exactly the same. It is said on the fingerprint there are 100 ridges. To find two human beings where 2 out of the 100 are the same, you have to examine 16 people. To find two human beings where 3 of the 100 are the same, you have to examine 64 people. To find two human beings where all 100 are the same, you have to examine every human being that lives on the surface of this earth for the next 4 billion years. That is external, internal. Ask the doctors. Somebody goes for an ECG. The pattern in the manner which his heart is beating is recorded. 6 billion insan on the surface of the earth, the manner in which the heart of no two people is beating is the same. In three layers of darkness, Allah is exhibiting, Allah is Khaliq. Every need of that child, of that developing fetus before it asks for it is being fulfilled by Allah. Allah is seeing to the needs of insan, needs of jinnat, needs of the birds, needs of the insect, needs of the animals, so that when that child comes in the world, جَعَلْتُ لَكَ حَنَانًا فِي صَدْرِ أَبَوَيْكَ, Allah Ta'ala says, I make لَا لَكَ سِنٌ تَقْطَعْ وَلَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْتِشْ وَلَا لَكَ رِجْلٌ تَمْشِي. Your feet, your teeth cannot bite, your hand cannot grasp, your feet are such that you cannot walk. You are helpless. Allah says, I made two human beings restless for you. I put them into your service. Somebody else's child is crying, the head starts paining. Her own child cries, her heart starts paining. Where is the difference? If Allah hadn't placed that love, that child is a burden from morning till night. It can't clean itself, it can't feed itself, it can't wash itself, it can't clothe itself. Yet tirelessly, without any remuneration, that mother and that father are working in the service of this child. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ حَنَانًا فِي صَدْرِ أَبَوَيْكَ, Allah says, I put that love in their hearts. I made them restless for you. And every aspect of your existence from head to toe is a living embodiment of the favor of Allah. In that fingertip, blindfold the person. He touches wood, his fingertip starts talking to him. You have touched wood, you have touched glass, you have touched hot, you have touched coal, you have touched steel, you have touched metal. His fingertips are talking to him. Places his hand on his brother, he gets a different feeling. Places his hand on his sister, he gets a different feeling. His fingertip is talking to him. In 1 square inch of that hand, Allah Ta'ala has kept 9 feet of blood vessels, 9,000 nerve endings, 600 pain sensors, 75 heat sensors, 36 pressure sensors in 1 square millimeter of the hand. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, Allah says, enumerate, count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to do so. Everything around you is the deen of Allah, is the favor of Allah that is within this insan, outside of him. Every breath of air that he is breathing in, this atmosphere has 21% oxygen. Thousands and millions of years have passed, it's still 21%. They say if the percentage of oxygen had to increase by just 1%, had to go to 22%, then the number of accidental fires that are taking place in the world will increase 700 times. And from 22%, if it had to go up to 25%, another 3 more percent, then they say besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burned to ashes. So that every breath of air average person breathes 2 million liters of air a day. Every breath of air is announcing, recognize your Allah. Understand the deen of your Allah. Understand the favor of your Allah. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Allah says, we have rained down, we have showered down upon you our ni'mats, our bounties, apparent and hidden. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, we will show you, bring an eye that does not look at haram, bring an eye that does not look at the daughters of others, bring an eye that when haram comes in front of him, he drops his gaze. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ عَيْنَيْنِ وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُمُ الْغِطَى. Allah says, I gave you 2 eyes and I gave you veils in front of those eyes. فَإِنْ عَرَضَ لَكَ مَا حَرَّمْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ أطبق عليهم الغطاء. What is the bill which Allah wants? What is the requirement for these bounties which Allah is showering upon us? Each eye, Allah Ta'ala has placed 130 million receptors of light. 130 million light bulbs in each eye. If you don't pay the electricity bill, for 1 month, they'll cut it off. Or if they don't cut it off, give us chance, they'll charge us interest. 130 million light bulbs. Statistics of 1990, 300,000 children are born every day. 600,000 eyes from the khazana of Allah. Yet we've never heard the shortage, never heard the announcement there's a shortage. Today, all the children that are born, in Chatsworth or in Durban or in Phoenix, will be born without eyes. We've never heard the announcement. These eyes are taking 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day. These eyes, Allah has created the capacity to distinguish between 1 million shades of color. There's no time to go into the details. We don't want to go into a biology lesson. But each of these aspects is a message that is shouting out to us, recognize your Allah. Recognize who is your Allah. Recognize the favor of your Allah, the deen of your Allah, the kindness of your Allah, the shafqat of your Allah, the mercy of your Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah is that being that has created all this for you. And why were you created? يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكَ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O insan, I created everything for you. وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. And I created you for me. We have to hand ourselves over to Allah. We belong to Allah. What is the bill from Allah? 130 million light bulbs in each eye. One requirement only. Allah says, if haram comes in front of you, then drop the veil. Lower the gaze. That is all Allah wants. And yet morning till night, he looks at haram, upon haram, upon haram. And Allah tolerates and tolerates and tolerates. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. If we wanted, we would smash your eyelids. No system on this world can ever stop it. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَٰهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reflect and ponder, if Allah took away your hearing, if Allah took away your eyesight, if Allah took away your heart and your mind, which ilah, which qudrat, which force besides Allah is ever going to give you these things again? Who is going to give it back to you? You want to know the value of sight? Go and look at the blind man. You want to know the value of hearing? Look at the deaf person. You want to know the value of akal and intelligence? Look at the mad person. You laugh at him, yet do you ponder and reflect how many systems and balances Allah has put in place so that your akal is preserved? How much longer are you going to make war with your Allah? How much longer are you going to turn away from your Allah? Bring an eye that did not look at haram, and bring an ear that did not listen to haram and music, and bring a person who has not made haram the qibla of his stomach, and whose tongue is free of ghibat and malice and hatred and envy and jealousy and hurting the feelings of others. Bring such a person and wallah, Allah says, sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. In everything around you, Allah says, we will show you our greatness. In every blade of grass, you will see the nur of Allah. In every leaf of the tree, you will see the nur of Allah. In that howl of the wind, you will hear the greatness of Allah. In the flying of the eagle, you will see the nur of Allah. In the falcon drooping down, swooping down to catch its prey from the water, you will see the nur of Allah. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah, al misbahu fi zujaja, al zujajatu ka annaha kawkabun durri, yuqadu min shajaratin mubaraka, zaytunatin la sharqiyya wala gharbiyya, yakadu zaytuha yudhi, walau lam tamsashu nar, nurun ala nur. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. Everything around us is resplendent with the nur of Allah. Every grain of sand is shining with the nur of Allah. Every blade of grass is shining with the nur of Allah. The rising waves of the ocean are moving up with the nur of Allah. Allah is the nur of the heavens and the earth. Bring an eye that did not look at haram, and wallah, in every grain of sand you will see the nur of Allah. كُلٌّ يَشْهَدُ بِجَلَالِي وَيَعْتَرِفُ بِكَمَالِي. Allah says this entire creation all the time is giving gawah, is giving testimony to my greatness and my jalal. This whole creation is shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Bring an ear that did not listen to haram and did not listen to music, and you will hear in every leaf and in every blade of grass, Subhanak ma azama sha'nuh. Subhanak ma azama sha'nuh. Wa im min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. Tusabbihu lahu as-samawati as-sab' wal ard wa man fihin. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The heavens, the earth, everything is in tasbih of Allah. Bring an ear that did not listen to haram, and wallah, you will hear that tasbih. You will hear everything announcing out to you, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Every droplet of rainwater as it is striking the earth, in that pitter patter you will hear Allah, Allah, Allah. That mountain, that waterfall that is crashing down from the mountain thunderously onto the ground is shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Who gave the water that color? Who caused the water to flow down? Who brought about this water into existence? What they say, hydrogen and oxygen, give them one can of hydrogen, give them one can of oxygen, say now make water, wallah, they'll die of thirst. No scientist will ever make water for you. That water is shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That stream that is flowing down, through cutting its way through the rocks in its melodious music as it comes down with the rays of the sun shining, giving that effulgent light upon it, is shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That thunder is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. That bolt of lightning is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. Everything around us is inviting us to the greatness of Allah. We have to speak so much about Allah. We have to hear so much about Allah. We have to invite so much towards Allah that Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's jalal, Allah's kibriyai from head to toe overtakes us. Shibli rahmatullah alayhi said, that person who recognizes the greatness of Allah, who recognizes the marifat of Allah, it is impossible for him to break the command of Allah. All the wrong, all the cheating, all the lies, all the deception that is taking place on the surface of the earth, the root cause of it is incorrect yaqeen that the qibla and the rukh and the direction of this insan has moved away from Allah. And Allah is calling out, Abdi, utlubni, tajidni, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. O my slave, search for me. Look for your Allah. Search for your Allah. Make that effort to break down the greatness, the allegiance, the reliance, the trust of every ghair of Allah. And bring the azmat of Allah in your heart. Let your head to toe shine with the noor of Allah. Let Allah's love flow in every vein in your body. Al-Iman fi qalbi rajul an yuhibb Allah azza wa jal. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the sign of Iman in the heart of a person is that he loves Allah. We have to become Allah's. Utlubni, tajidni, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. Allah says, search for me. Search for me. Look for your Allah. You will find Allah. And if you find Allah, you have found everything. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. Allahumma ja'al fi dami nura, wa fi lahmi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi aini nura. O Allah, give me your noor in my eyes, give me your noor in my ears, give me your noor in my blood, give me your noor in my body, give me your noor in my skin. Ya Allah, from head to toe, enshroud me with your noor. Our object is to finish ourselves for Allah. Allah hasn't showered these bounties upon us. Allah hasn't given us this earth. Innal arda lillah. This earth belongs to Allah. Wa fil ard ayatul lil muqineen. Allah says in this earth are signs for those with yaqeen. Allah has not given us this earth so that we make zina upon it. So that we drink sharab upon it. So that we gamble upon it. So that we tread towards the dens of vice upon it. Allah has not given us this earth so that a youngster grabs the lapel of his father and says, what have you ever done for me? So that a youngster curses and speaks rudely to his mother. Insan has filled this earth with his zulm and with his oppression when he forgot who is Allah. And yet the shafqat of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the mercy of Allah, that Allah is waiting. Allah is calling out. Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi says, "Ma min laylatin yakhtalitu zalamuha illa nada al-jaleel jalla jalaluhu." Not a single night descends and the darkness becomes intense except that Jaleel Allah calls out, "Man a'zamu minni judo wa karama?" Who is there that is more generous? Who is there that is more kind than me? الخلائق لي عاسون الخلائق لي عاسون وأنا أكلهم في مضاجعهم كأنهم لم يعصوني. Allah says the creation is disobedient to me, yet his whole day is in sharab, his whole day is in zina, his whole day is in disobedience, yet at night I give him sleep in his warm bed. كأنهم لم يعصوني, as if he did not disobey me. وَأَتَوَلَّى حِفْظَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يُذْنِبُوا. And I protect him as if he never broke my command. أَنَا الْكَرِيمُ وَمِنِّي الْكَرَمُ أَنَا الْجَوَّادُ وَمِنِّي الْجُودُ. Allah says, I am Kareem, I am generous, I love you, I am waiting for you, come back to your Allah. This insaniyat is sick, this insaniyat is restless. Their hearts are crying out, their hearts are empty, they are searching and searching for peace, searching for solace, searching for comfort. searching in the music of this world, in the scenery of this world, in the wealth of this world, in the women of this world, in the liquor and the gambling and the wine and the intoxication of this world. This whole insaniyat is searching, trying to appease that inner pain, that inner cry, that wound that is there in the heart. This ummah's job, this ummah's responsibility is to go to one person and link them to Allah and make them understand. Make them understand. Fafirru ilallah. Come back to your Allah. Come back to your Allah. Come back to your Allah. That wound and that pain that is there in your heart, no music of this world is going to appease it. No scenery of this world is going to appease it. No women of this world is going to appease it. No attraction of this world is going to appease it. Fast cars and big hotels and fancy cell phones and flying around everywhere is not going to soothe that wound that is in your heart, that blackness and that darkness that has overtaken your heart will never be lightened up by the attraction of this world. The acquisition of no entity between the heavens and the earth is ever going to give you peace in your heart. Quran sounds out. Allah calls out. Allah, Allah, Allah. Listen, hearken, put up your ears. Bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in the remembrance of Allah, only in the obedience of Allah, only in the love of Allah, only in handing yourself over to Allah will your heart ever find peace. This wound and this pain and this emptiness of your heart does not know music. It does not know scenery. This heart is calling out for Allah. And until it does not get Allah, it will never be soothed. Have all the wealth, have all the comfort, have all the luxury. You will never have peace. You will never have chain. You will never have contentment unless you do not have Allah. من انقطع إلى الله من انقطع إلى الله كفاه الله كل مؤونة. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says that person who cuts himself off from everything and he hands himself over to Allah, Allah will become sufficient for him for every problem. ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب, and Allah will sustain him from where he could not even imagine. كفى بالله وكيلا, كفى بالله وليا, كفى بالله شهيدا, كفى بالله نصيرا, كفى بالله عليما, كفى بالله رقيبا, كفى بالله حفيظا. Allah says, I am sufficient for you, I am sufficient for you, I am sufficient for you, I am kafi, I am kafi, I am kafi, as your helper, as your protector, as your overseer, as your assistant, as your guide. My darbar is open, my court is open, your Allah is waiting for you. And then Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala, who is Hannan, who is Mannan, who is Dayyan, who is Ghaffar, who is Wahhab, around us, everything Allah has given us. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. Allah calls out, anyone else has created the heavens and the earth for you? Is anyone else causing the rain to fall? Is anyone else causing the crops to grow? Is anyone else giving that mango its sweetness, that lemon its bitterness? Is anyone else that is causing the streams to flow underneath the earth? Bring one tree into existence if you have any power. Give sweetness to one fruit if you have any power. Bring forth one thing if you are doing. Is there anyone else that has made this earth stable for you, spinning at the speed of 1,000 miles an hour, moving out 65,000 miles an hour? Is there anyone else that has made you stable upon this? Is there anyone else that has pegged the mountains upon it? Is there anyone else that has separated the two seas, sweet water one side, salty water on the other side? Is there anyone else that has showered these countless bounties upon you? And then Allah Ta'ala calls out, Allah announces, لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا. To whom does the earth and everything upon it belong? لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا. Has anyone else done all this for you? Allah Ta'ala again, out of shafqat, out of kindness, calls out, أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهُ أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهُ أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهُ. Is there another ilah with your Allah? Is there another ilah with your Allah? Is someone else doing all this for you, that you have become slaves of them, that you are hankering after them, that you are looking to them to solve your problems? Janab Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تستضيئوا بنار المشركين. He said, don't even take warmth. Don't even take warmth from the fire of the mushrik. They are blind. They are blind. You will never get guidance from them. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Come back to your Allah. أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهِ. Is there another ilah besides your Allah? And then Allah Ta'ala complains lovingly, بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَلَمْ تَرَى أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَلَمْ يَرَى. Where are you going? To whom are you turning? Has someone else given you life? Is someone else enabling you to see? Is someone else enabling you to hear? Is someone else going to solve your problems? No scenery of this world, and no music of this world, and no attraction of this world, and no rands and cents and dollars of this world, and no properties of this world is ever going to attend to the wound in the heart of this insan. He has to come back to his Allah. He has to hand himself over to his Allah. And when he gives himself over to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says, كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر بها ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها. I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his ears by which he listens. I become his hands by which he grasps. I become his feet by which he walks. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأَعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ إِسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. Then if he has to ask me anything, Allah says, my treasures are open for him. Outwardly, that eyes and that ears and that hand and that feet that has handed itself over to Allah, outwardly it looks like an eye, it looks like hand, it looks like feet. But wallah, in the sight of Allah, it is noor. It is noor, it is light, such light. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتِ. Allah says, you will see on that day, the mu'min men and the mu'min women, they will be walking, there will be noor in front of them, noor on the right, noor on the left, noor behind them. They will be enshrouded in noor, they will be enshrouded in light. وُجُوهُي يَوْمَئِذٍ نَعِمَةٌ لِسَعْيَهَا رَاضِيَةٌ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٌ. Happy faces, shining faces, rushing forward. On one hand them, on the other hand, those who have blackened their eyes, blackened their ears, blackened their hearts, blackened their minds, blackened their feet by breaking command, upon command, upon command, upon command of Allah. They have turned their backs on Allah. They are hankering after this dunya. They have made this dunya their object. Allah gives them rope, and then rope, and then rope. That blackness and that darkness overcomes them to such an extent that on that day, وُجُوهُي يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَهُ تَرْحَقُهَا قَطَرَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَهُ كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. They will become so black and so dark, they will rise up with such blackness that the nightfall will seek protection from their blackness. Such a terrible stench will emanate from them that the stench of the gutters of this world will seek protection from the stench that is coming from them. The entire tartib of their life will change. قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ. Their clothes will become fire. لَهُمْ مِّن جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٌ. Their bedding will become fire. وَمِن فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشِ. The blanket above them will become fire. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِن قَطِرَانِ. Their pants will become fire. نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Their rooms will become fire. Fire in every direction. Fire in every direction. Not ordinary fire. Such a fire, such heat. It is said that to make glass, sand has to be heated to a temperature of 1530 degrees Celsius. Then only sand will become glass. The sun, the surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, the sun is giving off heat flames 100,000 miles long that contain such energy equivalent to 500 million hydrogen bombs. In 1948, an arc of light came out from the sun and went back, formed an arc. Scientists measured the energy that is coming out from the sun. In 1 second, they said it is sufficient to light the entire earth for the next 10 billion years. Such heat, وَجَعَلْنَا السِّرَاجَ وَهَاجَا. Allah says we have made it a shining lantern. Such heat, yet Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fire is such, that fire of Jahannam is such, that if the Jahannami had to come into the hottest fire of this world, he will fall asleep. يُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ. Their food will be thorny trees. They will be given boiling water of blood and pus to drink. The thirst will become such. وَإِيَسْتَغِيثُ. They will call out for water. يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ. Boiling maya hamim will be brought. So hot water that Janabi Rasulullah ﷺ said, if one bucket of maya hamim had to be brought into this dunya, the waters of the seven oceans of the world will start boiling. This water will be brought near. Yashwil wujuh. Yashwil wujuh. As it is brought near, their face will melt into the same water. They will see their own skin and flesh melting into the water. Yet such will be the intensity of the thirst that they will be forced to drink the water. And when they drink that water, it will cut their intestines into thin strips and it will come out from the anal passage. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Jibreel, O Jibreel, describe Jahannam to me. This Jibreel starts describing Jahannam. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Hasbi, hasbi, la yansadi'u qalbi fa amut. O Jibreel, enough, enough. Enough, enough. If you are going to go on, my heart will split. Such a Jahannam. In Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Mikail alayhi salam. That angel of Allah, it comes in the riwayat, if the seven oceans of the earth had to be placed on the head of Mikail alayhi salam, not one drop of water will fall down also. Such a huge angel. He sees him crying. He says to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, why is Mikail crying? Jibreel says, ma jaffat aynah mundu khuliqat innar. O Nabi of Allah, from the time Jahannam was created, Mikail has not stopped crying. Malaika of Allah were not told that you are going to become the fuel of Jahannam. Insan was told, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from Jahannam. Wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara, the fuel of which is men and stones. This verse is read in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One elderly sahabi, he says, ya Rasulullah, ahijaratu jahannam ka hijarati dunya. Are the stones of Jahannam like the stones of this dunya? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi la sakhratun min sakhri jahannam ka a'zami jibali dunya kulliha. By the qasam of that being, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one boulder of Jahannam, one stone of Jahannam is more enormous than all the mountains of this world put together. Such a Jahannam Allah Ta'ala has created. On the other hand, those who will have handed themselves over to Allah, Allah is merciful, Allah is loving, Allah is kind, Allah is calling out, come back to your Allah, come back to your Allah, come back to your Allah. Allah has gone ahead already. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَيَّتُوبَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Allah says it is already my intention to forgive you. The door of Allah's mercy is open. that mother who is displeased, how much a person has to do to try and please her. Allah Ta'ala says, one drop of tear that you will shed will wipe away 100 years of disobedience. On one occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, the malaika write down the a'mal of your ummah. They do not write down the tears of your ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, O Jibreel, why are the tears of my ummah not written down? Why are the tears of my ummah not written down? Jibreel says, Inna dam'atal wahida min ummatik tutfiu buhur an-nar. One tear of regret, one asu of nadamat, one tear of regret of your ummah will wipe out oceans of Jahannam. Oceans of Jahannam. That is why the amal of your ummah are written down, the tears of your ummah are not written down. Even if that tear cannot come out, if that heart is so hard that the tear cannot come out, then even that sigh of regret is sufficient. Yabna Adam, lo balagat dhunubuka anana sama. Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O my banda, O my slave, if you sin and sin and sin, so that your sin, the sins of one person, blackens the whole of South Africa, then the whole of Africa, and then the entire earth, it is not possible for one person to sin so much. Yet Allah Ta'ala says, if you carry on sinning, and carry on sinning, and carry on sinning, till your sins reach right up till the heavens, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, then once with regret, you say, O my Allah, forgive me. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah says, I will wipe away all your sins and it will not matter how much you have sinned. Such a loving Allah, such a kind Allah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. Allah calls out, tell them, O my beloved slaves. Just this expression, Ya Ibadi, already explains the mercy of Allah. A mother picks up her child and she says, this is my beloved child. You can translate in a language her expression, my beloved child. But the emotion, the compassion, the love, the declaration of mamta, of motherhood, that pride that is found when she cuddles that child and she says, my beloved child, that no language in the world can ever translate. Understand it in the same way when Allah says, Ya Ibadi. Oh my beloved slaves, Allah's love is many, many, many times more than that of a mother. The expectation should be that Allah is going to say now, Ya Ibadi, O my slaves, who make tahajjud salah, who are always in my zikr, who are always in my service. Yet Allah is not referring to them. Lovingly, kindly Allah says, Ya Ibadi, who? Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who in their entire life have never done one thing to please me. Those who in their entire lives have done everything to draw my anger, them Allah says, O my beloved slaves, what is Allah saying? La taqnatu min rahmatillah, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. The kings of this world may have locked up their palaces in your face. The courts of this world may have abandoned you. Your own family, your own mother, your own father may have disowned you. Your brothers may have turned their backs upon you. Society may have maligned you and ostracized you, but know and understand, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Your Allah has not forsaken you. Your Allah is waiting. Your Allah is waiting. Come back to your Allah. Come back to your Allah. Come back to your Allah. Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullah alayhi, says, Allah calls out, Who is there that knocked at the door of Allah and the door was not opened? Who is there that asked from me and I did not grant them? Ayna an babi, Yahrabul Asun, where are you running away to? Your Allah is waiting for you. Your Allah is waiting for you.